This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. As you will doubtless be aware, parliamentary elections take place in Iceland. Well, not very far away now, at the end of this month, on the 30th of November. This coming Sunday, on the 17th of November, representatives of the political parties running for election will be gathering to answer your questions in English. That's the idea. It's all happening at Hus Vigdisar, the Vigdishus, if you will, between 1 and 4 this coming Sunday. I'm with Sherry Ruth, who is one of the cultural ambassadors involved in this particular project. Sherry, thanks very much for your time today. We'll get into the details of this event in a couple of minutes, but being a cultural ambassador firstly, what does that mean?
As a cultural ambassador, that means that we are there to represent the interests of our population. It depends on where you're from, your origins, which country you're from originally, then we represent them more or less as much as we can and bring up all the issues that matter to us or all the questions that people might want to pose, to bring up all the sentiments also of our community.
And just talking about the work that you do as a cultural ambassador, part of that community, you've had guidance, I think, as of your colleagues, which will help you to then reach out to other people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we actually had several courses, people coming to teach us about how to engage positively in the political scene and how to have our voices heard. So we were educated on all the political structure of Iceland, the government, how it works, what departments might concern us, and also our rights in Iceland. We were also taught about how we can get our voices heard, even through other ways, not just through having meetings with political parties and all. We could hold other events, we could have other methods of reaching out.
Yes.
Like we have on social media now our own page, and there will be videos that we will be sending out, and there will be probably courses that we will be that will be open to everyone who's interested in joining.
So that's a key part of this, is sort of paying it forward then, making sure the education is passed on and those skills are available.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's how it works. We are taught so that we can teach others about how life is in Iceland, what our rights are, how we can actively engage in the society and not just be, you know, a passive spectator.
Now, these elections that are coming up, of course, they are parliamentary elections. They're only open to those who are citizens. Many people who speak English only in Iceland will be citizens, but many won't be. For those who do have the right to vote, what is this event on Sunday intended to do, would you say?
This is mostly to open a venue for everyone to voice out all their concerns, issues, sentiments, and ideas, suggestions. This is their chance to have their voice heard.
And also to ask the politicians questions?
Definitely, because there will be a question and answer segment during the event. And all of the questions that you want to ask, you can just post them as much as the time allows, of course.
And there's 3 hours of that. So you've got party representatives from all or most of the parties running coming along?
I believe so. I don't know yet who are actually coming. We're hoping that everyone would come, all the parties would come, so that they can also tell us what their platform is, the policies that they propose on formulating, and what they intend to do regarding the immigrant issue or immigrant population, if they're gonna do something that can also be relevant to people of foreign origins who are living in Iceland right now, whether they're citizens or not, or just residents. And what else? I think it's mostly that one, and it's particularly a chance to have our voices heard.
What do you think, if anything, needs to change or needs to improve? And stay away in your answer, if you can, from party politics, given that we're in this election campaign. But generally, where do you think there's a need for things to be better for those from other backgrounds?
I think it's mostly about integration. Because, like, for example, Icelandic is the language spoken in Iceland, although most everyone speaks English. But as we are all living in Iceland, we need to learn how to speak Icelandic, and it's really necessary for you to be able to integrate properly into the country, just like any other country. That's what we all do. And Icelandic language schools, for example, courses are too expensive for those who are especially just coming into the country. And it would be really good if the Icelandic government could probably take responsibility for the first two basic courses, and then it would be easier for people to find jobs and to integrate into society. That's one main thing. And then another would be, the government is actively trying to translate everything into other languages, which is actually very good. And they are trying to integrate children into the school system, better educational system, better than before. But it still needs a lot of improvement, because a lot of kids get lost in translation, literally, while in school. And also the adults who come here and have a hard time learning the language, because it's a second language to them. It's not easy to learn Icelandic. It's one of the most difficult languages in the world. Yeah. So they will also need more intensive education in the language. And that involves also helping them get into the labor sector, for them to be able to be employed,
yes,
gainfully employed. That's also really important, because even though some of them, a lot of them actually have educational background, and they would have a hard time integrating and finding a job just because they don't speak fluent Icelandic, it will be a very big hurdle for them. And racism is also another thing. And education of other people in Iceland regarding immigration and all those things, and even people who have lived here for a long time and actually speak Icelandic and have integrated more or less into the society, they have a hard time dealing with racism still, because it still exists somehow. Even when you apply for jobs, your name, if it's not Icelandic, it will be a flag for the employers, unless it's just a low income job that you're applying for. But if it's like a management position, it will be hard for you to get into that one. If your name is not Icelandic and you were not born in Iceland, unless you probably had an education, college education, university education in Iceland, it might help. But if you've been educated somewhere else, and the way that they assess education from other countries is kind of, in my opinion, is kind of a biased, because they actually did not really look into the educational systems of other countries, which might actually be more difficult and more complicated and probably more intense than the educational system in Iceland.
So that's partly a policy question, isn't it?
Yes, that's a policy question. And they claim that they just follow the Nordic countries' policies. They don't have their own policy. So that is kind of one thing that sets the immigrants back in the case of the employment scenario. So they just end up with blue-collar jobs, even though they are highly educated.
So there's a lot there for politicians to think about, and some of these issues will presumably come up on Sunday when the party leaders, or the party representatives, I should say, are in discussion. Talking of party leaders, here on Roof English Radio, we will bring together all of the party leaders in what we're calling our minute manifestos before the election. They will address you in their own words in English. In recordings they even make themselves on their own phones, they'll send them to us, and we'll play that out sometime before the election. But talking about integration, obviously language is important, but the politics of a country is important as well. And I think even if people don't have a right to vote in this election, they can still learn a lot about the politics of the country,
that is true.
Maybe by coming along on Sunday.
That is true. Even if they don't have the right to vote yet for the national elections, they can vote for municipal elections. And if they have any concerns or whatever, they can also bring it up still during this event and ask the political parties what their, like you said, manifesto or platform is, what policies they're intending to propose. And it would actually be really good if they could actually listen to what the people have to say, because the immigrant population is getting higher every year. So not just people who are not yet citizens, but also people who are actually citizens of Iceland with foreign origins. It's getting higher and higher for every year, especially from people from the Eastern European area. There are many of those who have moved here to live forever in Iceland, as you can say. So it would be a really good thing for us if the political parties would actually take into consideration everything we have to say and do something about it, positive action, and not just be saying yes to us during the event and then forgetting about us right after they get elected. And that is also one of the reasons why last time there was a very low participation among people with foreign origins in the elections, because they felt like it was pointless, because no one even really actually listened to them. They heard them, but they did not listen. There's a difference between hearing and listening.
And do you think that's changing or not?
I cannot really say. Maybe in some degree it has, but it still needs a lot of improvement. There's a big room for improvement still. But it's getting there, hopefully.
So remind us where this is taking place on Sunday.
This will be at Verrøll, Vigdísarhús, or the House of Vigdís, which is at Brynjolfsgata 1 in 107 Reykjavik, near to Hotel Saga or Radisson.
Well, the old Saga, yes.
The old Saga, the Radisson Saga Hotel. It's near to the House Colabillo or University Theatre also. So everybody's welcome to come. Whether you are a native Icelandic or a citizen of Iceland with foreign origins, or someone who has just recently immigrated to Iceland, you are all welcome to come and join us. And please let your voice be heard and post all the questions you can post during the event.
Plenty of time to do that as well, between 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock, between 13 and 16 this coming Sunday. We'll place a link to that on the page accompanying this show from Roof English Radio. Sherry Ruth, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Roof English Radio, I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. English@ruv.is.
There's more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.